Welcome to Sleep With Me, a podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you do is get in bed, turn out the lights, snuggle in, and press play. And the story is going to distract you from whatever racing thoughts or worries or concerns keep you up at night. And as the story goes on, it's going to get a little bit more and more boring. And slowly, you'll find yourself drifting off into dreamland. If you wake up and you find yourself wondering about something we were talking about, or you want to find older episodes, check out our website, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. That's where all the show notes from every episode will be. I just want to take a second to thank a couple listeners from the beginning of April. Shannon reviewed us on iTunes, but I couldn't pronounce her iTunes screen name, so thanks, Shannon. And then on Stitcher, we got a review from Sarah from Shirts, Texas, outside of San Antonio. Hopefully I'm saying Sarah right, but Shirts, Texas. I think that's how it's pronounced. Sarah, you can let me know if I messed that up. But thank you, both of you, for listening, and thanks for letting me know. I love hearing from you guys, and that the reason I do the podcast is to help you fall asleep, bore you to sleep, so I'm glad it's helping the two of you out. Thanks for listening. And if you're like Sarah or Shannon, or your name does not start with an S, but you're interested in me sounding even more foolish than I do on the normal episodes of this podcast, head over to Facebook, Sleep With Me, Facebook/Sleep With Me Podcast, I think. It's where I put all the bloopers, and there's a lot more swearing, a lot of me arguing with myself or complaining to myself. So you might find it entertaining, you might not, but if you do, if you're interested, go ahead and check it out on Facebook. I don't know if there's any more housekeeping, but I guess there's not. Feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com or Dear Scooter on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get on with the show. Tonight, we have another episode of Get Vessels, the tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cash Penny's escape from purgatory and return to Earth to exact vengeance on Jeff, or Jeffrey Bezos, founder of Amazon.com. Who they feel crushed their retail empires. Remember, this is a work of fiction and in no way resembles reality. Older episodes can be found at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com/getbesos. GETBESOS. When we last left off, things were going wild, is all I can say. There was a helicopter, they had Jeffrey Bezos, Freddie Sprague, and RW, you had Mother Nature stuck in Miss Bessus's ear, and they pulled her out by the helicopter. Mother Nature, that is. James had dove into hell to save Mother Nature and also seal up Miss Bessus's ear. In the process, he took Hans Zimmer Gorebelly with him. Don't know why, but they plunged into hell, and they sealed up the rift to hell behind them. So ostensibly, Miss Bessos' ears return to normal. Let's find out what else is happening on another episode of Get Bessos. As we open tonight's episode, it's a dark and starry night. We can hear water gently lapping up against a shore. And we're with RW as he slowly opens his eyes from a deep, deep slumber.
Oh, boy. Oh, my head. Oh, my God. Oh, friggin' nickapoops. That's a reservoir. Oh, that's a friggin' nighttime. That's a first. Okay. Well, where's that water? Is that moonlight on water? Okay. Damn. Okay, I remember, so the last thing I remember is St. George Paddock, and that flying thing, the contraption they call a chopper. Oh, man, James,
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. I got you. Just put your head back down. It's okay.
Is my head in a man's lap? Oh.
It's okay. Just keep your head. You're hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, just listen to my voice.
You're some kind of doctor. Am I in a outdoor? Oh, God.
Okay, just listen to my voice.
Okay.
Yeah. You're in a crash. Terrible, terrible crash.
Okay, yeah. Oh. I'm scared. I'm worried about my buddy. Was he in the crash?
Oh, no, your buddy? I'm not sure.
Well, where are we?
Calm down. Let's relax.
Well,
I was just telling you about Desert Island Discs, and just trying to calm you peacefully. I was telling you, I was kind of debating what discs I would bring if I was on the show. You know, I've been trying to. Desert Island Discs. The BBC show, Roy Plomley, the radio program with a AE.
Okay, radio program. I guess I'm...
Okay, calm down. So it was a radio program about...
I don't know what you're talking about. Is this some kind of test? No,
just listen. I'll just talk, you just rest. So it's a radio program where you imagine you're on a desert island and you think of what discs you would bring with you. You could choose 8 pieces of music, a book, and a luxury item.
How do you bring, you mean like written? What's the written, carry music? Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, you, the discs.
Oh, okay, I remember back, when I was sick. We had at the house, it was a prototype, it was a fine machine. Phonograph. A silver tone phonograph. I thought of that, you know. Silver tone. Get it? It's a phonograph. I think gold tone was already taken by some friggin' jackass.
Okay, well...
Yeah, so I'm, wait, you take that to a desert island, it doesn't seem,
No, it's just it's a, what do you, it's just using your imagination, so I was just using,
okay, so a book, you know, no offense, but it's like how you get off a desert island would be a good start. What kind of doctor are you? Is this, James was telling me it came up with these brain doctors that you'd talk to, Freud and, a couple other guys, you'd have to talk to them about your feelings. I feel a little rocky here. Oh, God, my stomach.
Oh, okay, just calm down. Calm down, R.W. Just calm down. You told me your name.
Oh, my God.
So I was saying it was tough for me. Kraftwerk. I would definitely bring a Kraftwerk album. Probably the Man Machine. And I know that is going to have... I know there's probably going to be some people that are going to make fun of me and stuff, but I don't know. That's a special place for me. It was, that was my 20s. Oof, 18, 19, 20. That was just a good year for me. My 20s were good.
What about some, I remember, you know, a guy when I, yeah, when I, when I was bedridden, listening to some Irving Berlin on the silver tones of the gold. See, it doesn't. I much prefer the gold tones of Irving. Gold tone. No, I don't even know if that works. Silver tones of Irving Berlin. The silver tones of Irving Berlin. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, what spring? You got any Irving Berlin?
No, I was saying Kraftwerk would be. We're talking about my choices? Because I'm pretty sure there's a chance I'm going to be on the program. I mean, a good chance.
Okay, okay, Doc. I got to get up. Oh, God. So RW gets up. He realizes his head has been in the lap of Jeffrey Bezos the whole time.
Oh, Jesus. You, Jeffrey. Oh, no. My head's been. Oh. Whoa. What a. What are we? Okay. Whoa.
Okay, calm down. You're okay. And then RW looks around and he realizes they're on a beach. And he sees the water and some woods. Sees the beach. Sees he's on a desert, an island. And the only person he could see is Bezos.
Oh, man. What a.
Remember the helicopter? We were in the helicopter, and we got caught in some kind of tornado. And the next thing I know, I woke here on the beach, and then I found you, and I pulled you out of the water. And I've been nursing you back to health for the past, 2 hours, not very long.
Oh, God. And where's Sprague?
Sprague? He was the guy...
He's flying the thing, the chopper thing.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where the it's only been a couple hours. I can't see. So I'd happened to hear you moaning, and I reached down, and I dragged you up and put you in my lap. I don't even really know. I know we're on a beach. I can hear the water. But that's really all I know.
Oh, man, you are a... you can't see. Must have been from the helicopter.
No, remember, I couldn't see before. You said you were an ophthalmologist, so I was hoping...
Oh, I was just joking about that ophthalmology thing. I'm not an ophthalmologist, as a matter of fact. We were on our way... You must have got things confused. We were on our way to the hospital to get you to an ophthalmologist, and then our pilot must...
Well, you said he was a doc.
Well, yeah, we cracked, I guess... Maybe he dropped the... Maybe this is one of those hospital islands. This is an ophthalmology island, you know?
It's not ophthalmology island.
Well, I guess we could call it Wash, then. It was good. I'm going to go over here, and you could stay here, and then... You know, I need to figure some things out. All right.
Well, I can't see, and I saved your life, and I don't. I was thinking we need to make some shelter and find some water. Those would be our two priorities. It's probably going to get cold, so we'll need fire, but fresh water and shelter would be our top.
Oh yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll be good.
Well, no, we need water. It's 3-3-3 rule, you know, three minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food or something. I remember survival class I took. So we need to find water and shelter, otherwise.
Nah, yeah, it's freaking water. You'll be fine there over there. Why don't you just go to bed, and maybe you'll find some water in the morning.
Well, maybe that is a good idea, This whole helicopter crash thing is when then will we work together?
No, I'm out. We need to find Sprague because I can't. What is it with your demands? Help me find water. Help me build.
I'm just trying to find a way for us to work together. But if that's not something you're interested in, that's fine. You can fend for your own survival. So the guys, they go to sleep on the beach. They kind of pass out more than go to sleep just because the trauma of being in a weather event, hurricane, tornado, helicopter crash combo, or at least best we can determine it was a helicopter crash. And then the morning comes, RW comes to, and he can hear banging up on the beach. And he looks around, and he sees Bessel's hard at work, building a little lean-to shelter. Right out of the TV show Survivor, kind of. Except this isn't a tropical island. Yeah, this is in the Pacific Northwest, so he's building it kind of out of pine boughs and the like. Which is actually probably more comfortable, sleeping on pine boughs. Maybe they could be itchy. You know, I don't even know. Can you be allergic to pine? Because I got some pine oil on me. Someone was saying in the winter that essential oil of pine, is good for coughs. And then I was like, oh, let me breathe some of that for help my cough. I got some on my skin. Boom, rash, itchy one. And I was remembering, like, reaching into the Christmas tree and getting out. And I was like, huh, maybe I'm allergic. Anyway, not important. Not important to the story. Boring aside, let's get back to the story. So Bezos is working hard on a shelter, and RW's kind of stands up, stretches out. Oh, God. Goes up.
What's up? I thought you were blind there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, Well, I woke and my vision had fully returned. Would you believe that?
Oh, yeah, I believe it's a friggin' bad luck for me. Oh, that's great. Glad you could see ya.
You have a hot sense of style, sir, with your wool suit, and especially with it being tattered now.
Bet you wish you had some wool for that structure, you cotton-mouthed, That's a friggin'... what do you got going there, little boy? You got a little beach hut going there, Daniel Boone? Hard to work there, huh?
I'm constructing a shelter.
All right, you get some...
I did find some fresh water, found a spring, but I'm not going to reveal to you where it is unless you decide to help me.
Whoa, we got a feisty one here. Must be hungry, huh?
As a matter of fact, I am. I'd be willing to work with you. If you go gather food, you can stay in the shelter. I took an outward bound course during my lost years, which was, lost a year, 23 to 24 and a half. Lost year, 0.5. I did some outward bound to try to get... Anyway, it's not important. I know how to construct a structure. Structurally sound. Lean-to.
Oh, sure you are. Okay. I'm not hungry.
If we work together, things are going to be a lot better. You could find food. I already found water. I'll have the shelter. We can share our body heat.
Oh, buddy, I don't share my body heat with just anybody, especially someone like you. Oh, no. Oh, no, I don't share my body heat with anybody, okay? Jack off. I learned that term as a jack off. I don't even know what it means.
Well, I could tell you what it means.
I don't know. I don't need you, Merriam-Webster. All right, I'm not proposing we write a dictionary. Did you walk around, find out where the heck we are?
Yeah, we're in a small island. It's not very large. I circumvented the island, or I walked the circumference of the island. On the beach. Not large at all. There's a few hours to walk all the way around, so I guess it's a few miles around. I can't see anything, but there's a lot of fog out there, so I don't know where we are. I see a couple islands in the distance, so after I get this shelter constructed for tonight or inclement weather, and I establish a fire to purify my water, I will... attempt to contact one of the islands and establish and get our re- and and set up our rescue.
Okay. Okay, you work on that little guy. I'm gonna be here,
I don't understand. Aren't you worried about water? Are you that confident we'll be rescued?
I could eat food or drink water, but, or sleep in a shelter, but I don't necessarily have to. So, I'm good. I'm a man's man. That's what it is. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with anything but how tough I am. That I don't need water or food.
Well, that doesn't make... That's like self-defeating. Because no matter how tough a man you think you are without water, you're...
Well, you don't get it, but I don't expect you to. Why don't you get back to work on that shelter? Know it all.
RW's a little bit pissed off, as you could tell. And Bessos gets back to work, and RW's a friggin' water. Is a friggin'... Stupid.
I was stuck in an island with Bessels. This is my chance to get him. Alright. Let me get this little prick. Alright. What is water? Oh, I need my water. Let's see about that.
So, RW goes in the woods, and for some reason, I haven't quite got an exact idea where he goes the second, but a couple hours later, after Jeffrey's got his lean-to constructed and a fire pit and firewood gathered and he's been working on his fire, sweating, he decides to go out and he decides to head out and get some fresh water for where he discovered his water. And he goes and heads back down this trail that he had found to a fresh spring and heads in towards the spring and so he approaches. He's like, okay, I think I remember this sutra. He gets up towards the bend in this animal trail to the spring, and he says,
haul right there, sir.
What? RW, what do you found the spring?
Yeah, I found my spring. Yeah, this is my spring.
Was this the water spring, right? Yeah, I found it, too.
No, this is my spring here.
What do you mean?
Well, the spring, I discovered it. It's called the Spring of RW.
But I need some water.
No. I'm not going to get you any water. Remember you doing that before?
We need to survive. I don't understand any... Why are you acting like this?
I'll tell you what, my water's not free here. Since this is my water's my property, we could work out an arrangement.
Oh, well, okay. So you want to do it that way. Yeah, you could stay in my shelter. I have a fire pit. I'm working on building a fire. And once I get that done, you know, if one of us tends, maybe we could do shelter for water and fire. And shelter for water, and then you tend the fire. I'll build the fire. We take turns building the fire, and then...
No. Let me ask you something about your little internet store. You give away water there with every purchase?
No, water... Shipping cost of liquids is...
Okay, no free water, eh? What about food? Free food on there?
No.
And let's say I'm on there and I want to buy something like a silver tone phonograph, your version of it.
We have a problem with Apple and we can't.
No. Whatever modern. Could I barter you for that? Like, could I attend your fire and you just.
No, this is an entirely different situation. So, I don't know why you're being this water bully and like, oh, I don't need water and blah, blah, blah. But I do, I need water. And I found this spring first.
Oh, did you? No. I found it while you thought I'm here now, buddy.
Wow, you're a dick, man. Seriously. Like...
So you're just going to let me die? No, I didn't say I'd just let you die. But we could work out an arrangement, just like with your customers. Oh, I'm just going to get some data from you and charge you, huh? You want to pay the toll twice? Okay. Calm down, RW. So, I'm willing to give you water in exchange for...
For what? Work? What do you want from me?
We're going to play a little game. A little game. The most dangerous game.
Oh, that was one of my favorite stories. I think that's every kid's favorite, one of their favorite stories. You're going to give me water, and then you're going to hunt me and kill me, and then eat me?
Well, we're going to play a safer version of the most dangerous. We're going to play the most dangerous game, nearly most dangerous game. A game. Of them,
How do you propose this most dangerous game works?
All right. Hey, there's a storm coming in, I believe. You see the storm clouds over there? There's thunder in the distance. Here's how I propose the most dangerous game. I will, this will be my weapon. This stick here. And if I strike you like this, ow!
Oh, you are a dick, man.
If I strike you before you escape, yeah, you're right. The rules really are. Okay, how about this? It'll be like a little hide and seek. I will count to 30 and try to find you and hit you with the stick. And you are my prey, young man. I'll track you down. I'll hit you with a stick. Now, let's say I don't hit you with a stick. Let's say...
Well, what if I just, if I touch the water, touch the spring, could that be a...
Oh, no, that's what I was planning. I just, I was just going to stay here because I know you're thirsty. I was going to act like, oh, I'm coming to find you. Oh. And then I figured, yeah. So then I just wait here and boom, hit you. So, no, that would work against you even more. Okay, how about this? You start running. I will count to 5. And if I could still, if you're there, 1, 2.
Besso starts running off, and RW gets a 5, and RW chases him through the forest. And this goes on for a while, because apparently if you're dead and then you return in human form again, I don't understand the philosophy of it or the technical details, but apparently you don't... I think it's like almost like people on TV. Like, you don't need to go to the bathroom. You could eat, but you don't have to eat. You could drink water. You don't have to drink water. You could bathe. You don't have to. Just like people on TV. Well, I don't really see them going to the bathroom very much. And I don't... Sometimes they're eating, sometimes... But we're getting distracted here. So RW's chasing him around, and he doesn't really get tired. Poor Bezos gets hit a lot with the stick. And then every time RW hits him, let's just catch up. Ow!
Okay. So I hit you 6 times. I caught you 6 times. So why don't you go have some water?
Oh, God. Thank you.
I don't need to hear you drink. Just get you drink silently, please, if you want to drink my water.
Okay. You know, I was thinking of another disc for my desert island. I was thinking, you know, after Kraftwerk, definitely Joy Division. I was a big Joy Division fan. And I know that might be surprising to you.
Joy Division.
You're not familiar with. Okay. And then, no doubt, Exile on Main Street. I mean, for sure, Exile on Main Street. And then I'll have to work on, you know, which Zeppelin album. But those three for starters. And I guess I forget. Do I have to pick tracks? Do you remember? Is it tracks? Do I have to just pick one track off each album, or
What, like train track?
Oh. Okay. Can we play more Mage Miss Most Dangerous Game tomorrow? Or, Because I'm just really tired now, and I still haven't eaten, and I'm lightheaded. I think my vision's fading again.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You can do whatever you want. And when I change my mind and I decide you're prey, I will strike you with the stick. Because you, to me, you're the most dangerous game. You could kill me, so I have to kill you first. That's kind of... Isn't that the most dangerous game kind of thing? When, I mean, I think about myself. If you were hunting me, you know, I'd, like, get the stick and hit you with your little gun. Because I'm sure you would need a gun, not like me, a stick.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to my shelter. I'm going to have a little bit more water.
Oh, I think you've had your fill. Okay, well, I need you at your top. I'll give you a little more water there before the storm comes. You better get in your shelter. But I know that's where my game will be, in its little den.
So poor Bessos goes back to his shelter. And this goes on for a few days, where Bessos makes a fire. RW puts it out. Bessos goes to sleep. RW hits him. It goes on for about 4 or 5 days. And then one night, Bessos sleeps through the whole night. Meanwhile, down at the beach... is RW, just sitting there, looking out in the water. And finally, Bessel's curiosity gets the best of him. He wakes up, goes down, he's just kind of watching RW, and RW's just sitting there, looking at the moon and the water, and weeping.
Oh, buddy, talk to me. Oh, I know you're gone. I know you sacrificed yourself for that, Angela. And you're trapped in hell. And the best I can tell is this. I don't know if you can hear me. I don't know what layer of hell I'm in, but obviously... Oh, my God, what a... This is like the part place in hell where you get what you wish for and it's not satisfying. And... I've been, and this could be eternity, and I messed it all up, and I had my best friend, tea and toast, and I was able to, oh, man.
Excuse me, RW, what's the matter, man? What's the matter? You want me?
Oh, no, nothing's the matter. What do you mean? Why would something be the matter?
Well, it sounded like you were talking to somebody and crying.
No, I'm not crying. I'm not talking to anybody. It's none of your beeswax.
Well, it just seems you just seem upset. I just wanted to check on you.
Oh, okay, Jeffrey.
Jiff. You can call me Jiff. My friends, my employees, my business partners call me Jiff. Only.
Angela calls me Jeffrey. Oh, yeah. How are you related to Angela, anyway?
Well, you know, we shouldn't talk about me. We should talk about you right now. You're down.
All right, Jeff, sit next to me, okay? Choosy moms choose Jeff. Huh? What? Oh, that's stuck in my head for some reason. Listen, man. Reason I'm upset. This is a bit of a load. I figured someone would have shown up, you know, because I don't remember the first time this happened to me. And you know, things were different, but you know, times change. Times they're changing. I remember reading about that in the 1960s. And the New York Times was still a commie rag then.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, Jeff, we're dead.
Well, I don't think we're dead because I'm thirsty.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what kind of faith you were, you were partaking in before your demise, but we're in a helicopter crash, all right? We're dead. I'm very familiar with this because of... why would you be... just trust me here. Not only are we dead, but we're kind of doomed. But worse, I mean, where we are here, best I can establish this is some sort of purgatory holding... This could be a holding area, or it could be a preparation, or it could just be a hell. Oh, so, like, purgatory, like, Lost? Was it, when you watched Lost, right, was that, he was in purgatory, right? I am, what, TV show Lost? I am, I don't know, I remember some outrage. Okay, you got me. But, so I hate to give you the bad news, but this is it. But the best we have to look forward to, or that I have to look forward to, is hunting you on a daily basis. And somehow it looks like that's my punishment, is to hunt you and beat you with a stick. That's how I'll be punished. And your punishment will be to be beaten by my stick. And then you get to drink water, which it's kind of like a you know, soon you'll be associating water with being beaten and you'll hate it. I just don't buy that we're dead. Listen, we're not, okay? Just give up hope, okay? It's over, man. My best friend, he's in hell, okay? So, could be a lot worse. I mean, clearly, whatever part of hell we're in, it's not the bad part yet. And, this is it. I mean, we got this moon here. It's not bad. Whatever this storm just blew through, and I know this is strange and it makes me sick to myself, but could I put my head in your lap again? It just reminds me of putting my head in my father's lap. Go ahead. And right as he's about to put his head in Jeff's lap, who comes running down the beach at top speed but Freddy Sprague, that rhymes with... Hey, guys, Freddy Sprague. Jeff. RW. Jeffrey. RW. It's me. Come on.
Freddy Sprague. What? Did you, you got the helicopter?
No, the helicopter crashed, but there's a beached whale. Come on. You guys, we gotta try to push it out to sea or something.
All right, so they run back down the beach, around a couple miles, back to, must have been where Freddy Sprague was, in the woods or something, and there's a beached orca whale. And it's a beautiful... The moonlight is glistening on its skin, and it looks scared and uncomfortable, and it's making sounds, and the guys come running up to it, and it, you know, tries to take a bite out of Jeffrey, and everybody's just kind of like, everybody's just checking it out.
Well, that's one big fish. That is a big shark.
Freddy Sprague here. It's an orca whale. It's a mammal.
It's a fish. Okay. Sharks are fish.
They're not. This isn't a shark or a fish. Sharks aren't fishes either. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know either. Sharks, you know, we're in, like, the spider insect zone, but those are easy to tell, six legs or eight legs, but...
Okay, what was it? Let me talk to this guy. Hey, fishy, hey,
And RW walks up, and you can see the eye of the orca whale, and the thing's scared, and RW kind of pats the head of the orca whale.
Okay. Okay, girl. Okay, yeah. You gotta be okay.
And he touches the whale and strokes it, and something happens. Like, and I'm not saying this is a whale from heaven or a whale from hell, or a whale from, but seeing that fear in the whale's eyes and just feeling it, it's kind of shaking. As RW pets it, there is some kind of mammalian connection, even though RW thinks it's a fish. And maybe it's that RW is a little whale-like himself that the orca might identify it. And it's a young orca male, then it needs some motherly comfort. Maybe it's RW, so he's looking at, oh, okay, okay. And something about calming the whale starts to calm RW. It's going to be okay, buddy. You're just here on this beach. We're going to get you back and fill up your gills with water. Don't worry. Don't worry. All right, Freddy, you get on the other side, on the other side of the whale. And Freddy goes on the other side.
All right, Freddy, try to keep it calm there. We're just going to calm him down right now.
Calm him down. And Freddy starts to calm the whale. And Freddy looks in the whale's other eye, and he kind of sees something different, like a desperation mixed with fear. And this something that Freddy feels inside. It's kind of hard to put into words because I'm not Freddy. I'm not anything like Freddy in that manner. But, and then Freddy starts to think about Mother Nature and being abandoned and abusing plants and being in hell. And something in him melts too. And he starts to get soothed by soothing the orca. He finds himself being soothed in a way that his entire life and his entire afterlife he hasn't ever experienced up until this moment. And he's just stroking the whale. And in a very non-sexual, like maternal, nearly maternal way, or paternal, however you want to call it. He says, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And things start to feel more okay for Freddy Sprague. And he starts to, he starts to have a moment where he decides that he's going to change whatever way he can in the situation he's in. But something loosens inside him.
And then, okay, Jeff, get up. We want you by the face in case it decides to eat him, buddy. You might as well eat you. Get up there.
So Jeffrey gets up and he looks in the whale's mouth and he's like, no. No, guys, I think if I pull it by its tail, like, because what's happened is the tide's starting to come in. So if we get its tail, and we'll get its tail wet, and then I'll pull it by its tail and you guys push, and then,
okay, good, maybe it'll hit you with the tail instead of eating you. Okay, go back there and just hold on to its tail.
So Jeffrey goes back and he starts to stroke the orca's tail, and it's kind of moving its tail in a soothing motion for itself. And I don't know what goes on with Jeffrey, if he has a moment or not, but the tide comes in, and it's, at least for RW and Freddy Sprague, they're in the moonlight. Slowly their ankles start to be bathed in water. The water starts to even soothe the orca even more, and then finally it gets up, and then they start pushing with it, and Freddy Sprague grabs the tail, and they pull it, and it takes them a lot of work, and finally they get the orca out into the water, and then it's scared, and they're still trying to pet it, and then next thing you know, it kicks its tail, it knocks Jeffrey down, and it makes a move. And then off in the distance, you see that what we couldn't see before was like a whole pod of whales has been circling the island. And they've been watching the whole thing go down. This whale's still stunned, so RW and Freddy kind of turn it around so it's facing out towards the pod. And then they notice and they see the blowhole's blowing.
Okay, that's your family out there, buddy. You're going to go with them. And we're going to give you a little push, and you'll go out there.
And Freddy Sprague is like, I think I might go with him. I'm going to swim. I'm a strong swimmer. I'll swim with him until he gets to his family.
Okay, you do whatever you want there. All right.
Because I'm a man of nature now, and I need to set things right, and this is going to be,
okay, whatever. You know, this is not necessary. You can just have your own internal voyage. Okay, it's one, two, three.
And they give it a push, and then Freddy Sprague is kind of
swimming next to it and kicking and pushing, but he's not really doing anything. And then the orca starts to swim. So Freddy Sprague gives a little push, and then he's swimming alongside. And he's like, come on, we're going to get out to your family. And then all of a sudden, burp, 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 a Coast Guard cutter comes between the whale, the orca, and its pod. And it shines a light on Freddy Sprague, and it shines another light on Bessos, who's kind of lying in the water with a little cut on his forehead, and RW. And it was like, Alex, what's going on, Freeze?
The after U.S. government and the Sea Parks of Canada and the United Emirates. And we order you to freeze. This is private property as well. You're tampering with, but we purposely beach this whale.
Oh, I said, what the hell? What a friggin' beach of what are you doing to this fish?
And then the skiff kind of goes in as the whale's family starts crying. You know,
me and Freya is a freaking beach of whale purpose, you son of a...
Frey Sprague swims out to the boat, and he's like, yeah, what do you mean? And he climbs up.
So Coast Guard boat, where the Coast
Guard... Yeah, Coast Guard, you guys are pussies. Coast Guard? You know, I'm the inventor of the electric tension. I've been in hell, man. Don't threaten me. We're with the Coast Guard. This is a private matter. What do you mean? Well, private matter. Why are you beaching orca? Well, we're under contract with Sea Festival Industries to take this whale back to give it a better home. It's beached itself out of desperate. Well, you just said that you beached the whale. So which one is it? What? This is a. This is private, confidential, classified. Sir, you're just a private. Who are you? I'm not a private citizen. Listen up, ass faces. I'm a nature warrior. He throws the Coast Guard guy into the water. He doesn't really realize that not only is the water only like 6 feet deep, but the guy's got a vest on. And then a couple Coast Guard guys pull their guns. They start shooting caps right in Freddy Sprague, which they don't realize that he's not alive. So the bullets do penetrate him, and he just kind of... And then he dives up, runs up to the... Freddy Sprague is like, I'm a nature warrior now. He starts, like, punching Coast Guard guys in the face that are shooting him, and the Coast Guard, Coasties, I think that's what they're called, Coasties. And, you know, they're all fighting and doing a bit of kung fu, but Freddy Sprague is a feisty guy, and he manages to like throw a rescue. He starts detaching all the first thing he does is like run through the boat and detach the lifeboat. He's like, RW, Jeffrey, grab a lifeboat, save yourselves. And then he runs to the front, punches the captain, hits the gas of the boat, and the boat shoots off. It was separating the injured whale or the beached whale from its family, and the Coast Guard boat shoots off. And meanwhile, you know, the whales make a beeline for their injured thing, and they help them with their like snouts, you know, the kind of cute stuff where they two whales are on either side of them, kind of pushing them, and then his mother and his grandmother lick him, and that kind of gives him the little boost he needs, and they all head out to sea. Meanwhile, this boat's careening around whatever bay they're in, or ocean, or sea. And RW and Bessos pull the Coast Guard guy who had got thrown out of the boat. He actually hit his head. So they pull him to shore and rust him on shore. Then they kind of look at each other, and they see the lifeboat. So they pull that in, and they set up the anchor. And like, well, I guess we got to figure out how we get out of here.
I mean, yeah, I guess, apparently we're not dead. That was all, overreaction. I was just overreacting. That was all. I did not say anything incriminating, though, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, sorry about that. That was a strange, my mind.
Well, yeah, I don't know if we could do business with each other. But let's just see.
Well, okay, here's the deal. You're probably going to need some water for this journey. And if you want to ride in my lifeboat, you'll have to still do business with me.
I'm going to have you arrested when we get to...
You can't do that. It's not a crime to charge for water, is it? Right? You want to play one more round of most dangerous game before we hit the road? Because we better... we should wait till sun up anyway, right?
Yeah, I still don't understand why you didn't drink any...
Well, no, I was drinking water when you weren't looking. And you know what? There's probably some food in that lifeboat. So, you know what? Take whatever food you need and just leave a little bit for me, okay? And I will tie up this military officer. And if we could get out of here before we go to jail, that'd be wonderful. And I won't tell anyone that anything, and you don't tell them, okay?
All right, let's put him up in. We'll put him up in our shelter, and hopefully he'll only remember Freddie Sprague. And yeah, let's just get out of here.
All right. Well, so what did you decide about a couple more rounds of most dangerous game?
Fuck you. Well, actually, maybe. I kind of. It was good exercise, but probably not, you dick. Unless you want to be the, like, I'll chase you around.
No. Okay, but I get a stick, because I don't need water.
Okay, let's have a stick fight. So they that's a good place to stop. Those guys get into a stick fight, and, not anything dangerous, just a couple of high schoolers, not even high, what do you got, like 6th, 7th graders? Hitting each other with sticks. Or hitting, ramming their... boys will be boys, we'll say. So that's where we're going to leave it off tonight. Orca whale safe. It's probably the most important part of the story. Is that they saved the orca whale. Freddie Sprague is kind of pulling a little Greenpeace action. But he's dead, so he's not as bold as people in Greenpeace who are actually alive and can be killed or go to prison. I don't know how. Well, yeah, let's see what happens. But, thank goodness the orcas are okay. Blackfish rise again or whatever. All right. Well, I hope you're asleep. And good night.